with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back for our showcase segment this hour, everyone. Robert Mary coming to you live today from the main campus of the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, where we're having a great time on this Mother's Day weekend. In a moment, we're going to be joined by two key members of the CIA faculty. But first, we want to share that this portion of the program is sponsored by AMA Waterways.
We do. If river cruises interest you, you'll find none better than the experience provided by AMA Waterways. They're truly the best for river cruising in Europe, Asia, Africa. They're a family-owned company who believes in touching every aspect of your river cruise experience, and the level of service they provide is industry-leading and award-winning. They offer intimate, luxurious adventures that are affordable and unlike anything you'll find elsewhere.
So whether you want to spend time on the popular sun deck or at the pool or engage in small group cultural tours that are designed to meet all of your interests and needs, or maybe even you want to take a leisurely bike tour through a city or a picturesque countryside, your AMA Waterways ship will feel like a home away from home. What we like about them is they don't nickel and dime you. They're all-inclusive. They include larger cabins, truly delicious meals and fine wines and beer. They have local tours filled with history, the arts, and many other amenities. Right now, they're offering some excellent early booking specials, so check them out at AMAWaterways.com or RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
Chef Howie Veely is Associate Dean of Culinary Arts here at the CIA. He's responsible for the curriculum, instruction, program development, and several culinary specialization courses. Chef Howie has worked for various hotel companies, won many culinary awards, served as a corporate executive chef for a cruise line. He's also served our nation in the U.S. Navy as a third-class petty officer aboard a submarine. Also joining us for the showcase segment this hour is Ronald Hayes. He's the CIA Associate Director of Career Services and an adjunct faculty member. One of his main roles is bringing job opportunities in the travel, hospitality, and culinary worlds directly to CIA students here at the New York campus. He also provides a supporting role to the colleges in California and Texas as well. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for coming out to campus.
All right, and Ronald, and I have to tell you, it's nice to see you again. You know, it was about 26 months ago that we were here last, so that's going to be about 115 or 116 broadcasts ago. During our previous interview with you, I mentioned that we have some industry friends who started their careers here at CIA or who come here regularly to recruit. And when we travel for a lot of our remote broadcasts, CIA comes up a lot. So I want you to talk to our listeners right now around the country and give some examples of how CIA can impact and change careers in travel, in hospitality, and in culinary.
Absolutely. So our program here that we're teaching is really cutting edge. So our students are coming in. Some are going out right into the field. So they're impacting right away. What are the new trends? How are they changing how people are eating? How are they changing how people are looking at food? But also they're expanding out. Perhaps they're working with to change legislation, how food is coming to us. They're looking at changing how that food is on the shelves, our culinary science grads. But also, we have students who are going out and traveling. I'm working with a student right now who wants to travel and be a chef and bring people around on culinary adventures around the United States and around the world, because that's where she's been to. So we've globalized our students. They're really interested in going away, you know, expanding themselves.
Ronald, you have nearly 3,000 students around all of the CIA campuses, and that doesn't even include the amount of travelers that can come here for the CIA boot camps, the food enthusiast boot camps that we talked about earlier in the show. So let's get a little more specific about what the CIA is offering students. I feel like it's a game changer when students come here. You know, we took a look at some of the programs that you offer for the students. What makes this school so unique in terms of the actual program of study?
Well, I think there's really a couple of things. Number one, of all those 3,000 students, everybody here is here because they love food. There's this great shared experience, and we want to share it with each other. It's a very communal learning process, as opposed to going and you're a teacher and you're just staying within your one discipline. The other is our faculty come from such depth of experience. They're coming right from industry. They're folks who aren't based just in theory. They're here in practice, and they're extending that sense of discipline out to our students, which is phenomenal.
On that note, I think it's interesting. I see a lot of current faculty, both professors, associate professors, they've graduated from this. Many of them have come from here. They've gone out to do so many other things around the world, but a lot of them seem to come back here to teach again.
Absolutely.
And that's a good segue right now to Chef Howie. So you've worked for various hotel companies and cruise lines. I'm curious, you know, how frequently you encountered CIA grads, and did you seek them out when looking to hire folks and so forth? And I also want you to give us a little insight on what brought you here to the Culinary Institute of America.
Well, I personally did seek out culinary grads because I knew what I was getting, you know, and that's kind of the magic is you get a package with a CIA graduate. You know what your standards are. You pretty much know they have a skill base.
One thing we hear when we travel around, work ethic. That's
work
what we hear
ethic,
a lot.
Yeah, sense of urgency. Yeah. They have one of the things we do here that's pretty intense is they spend a lot of time hands-on. So almost from day one, they're hands-on in all the kitchens and cooking for other people. And that's really the magic of what we do is they're hands-on the whole time. So when they graduate, they've got their hands are used to working. They have a depth of knowledge, you know, a sense of urgency. They bring
sure.
a lot to the table. And then, you know, I used to know as an employer exactly what I was getting.
So what brought you here?
Why would you not work here as a
well,
foodie?
Well, the view, this is, right now as we're looking right on the Hudson River here, it's gorgeous.
As a foodie, this is kind of the center of the universe for us. And for me personally, it was just a wonderful opportunity to come and be with foodies and work with great chefs and be a part of this experience and teaching.
All right, so
well.
On that note, you know, I often say that if you're not moving forward and evolving, you're really moving backwards as the world will pass you by. So I'm curious what trends you're seeing out there that you're working hard to integrate into programs offered here at CIA.
Well, there's a lot of Latin influence is a big deal right now. The Latin food world, Central and South America, that's one of our big focuses, and we focus down on those cuisines. Asia is the largest growth area in the world for hotels and travel and resorts. It would be ridiculous for us not to focus on Asia and Asian cuisine as a part of our educational process.
Okay, let me let our listeners know who we're talking with. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are live today at the Culinary Institute of America's main campus in Hyde Park, New York. We're speaking with Associate Dean Chef Howie Vealey and Ronald Hayes, the CIA's Associate Director of Career Services. Ronald, back in February, Robert and I broadcasted the show live from the Waldorf Astoria in Boca Raton, Florida, and we spent a pretty good amount of time with their executive chef, Andrew Roenbeck, a former CIA grad. You know him?
Know Andy well,
okay,
yes.
Okay, and a big-time traveler himself with his wife and family. So he's created an externship program at the property that he was very happy to tell us he learned from here. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that program?
Well, the program that Chef Andy has set up really mirrors the education the students have here. He set it up so the students are progressing through various skill levels in various areas of the hotel, much in the same way they are here on a set rotational schedule. So the student leaves after a very short time with such a vast amount of not only experience, but working with a tremendous amount of people.
So, Chef Howie, you know, we've got about 2 minutes left in the interview, and I wanted to ask you the question. And one of the reasons that we brought the show back here today is to cover how intertwined and dependent travel, hospitality, and culinary are the worlds. They all are. They all collide. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I think one of the great things about being a chef is that you can live in beautiful and wonderful places, work at resorts, work on cruise ships, travel the world. You know, it's not a hardship by any means to have to live in Hawaii and cook great things. You know,
no, we've heard that from folks
yeah.
there, right?
You know, and that's one of the magics of
or
this.
Even an emerging market, it could be as well.
Yeah,
it might be,
absolutely.
Right.
You can live anywhere in the world. You can cook anywhere in the world. You know, you've got fabulous ingredients, great vistas and views. Like, that's one of the things I've always loved is that you have the opportunity to travel as a young chef or as an old chef to go pretty much anywhere in the world and work and live.
All right, so last question for me for you is there a program here or not here right now that you'd like to develop, you'd like to see come going forward based on some of the trends you're seeing?
I think we do a pretty good job of covering pretty much everything. We're expanding into Japanese cuisine specifically and some other focused down, detail-oriented trends like Argentinian, Brazilian. But, you know, when we talk about Latin American and, you know, it's kind of a broad subject. So we're getting into more finely tuned areas in that regard. But I think we do a pretty good job of covering just about everything.
And you do that, obviously, here. You clearly have got San Antonio. You've got St. Helena out in California. So, again, I want to thank the both of you, Chef Howie and Ronald. Thanks for joining Mary and me today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to talk kids, food, and travel as we head into the Apple Pie Bakery Cafe here at the Culinary Institute of America. You're listening to Rudy Max's World of the Carries. We're back after these messages.
Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.